This is Sergeant Hatred welcoming you to Geekly Closing Time with your hosts, Heather Freeman and Matt Reynolds.
Talking about Hulk poop.
It's your
brother!
Oh!
Junkies!
Junkies!
I won't get you pregnant!
We're just being funny, guys.
McDonald's will make you fat!
Otherwise, people not agree otherwise.
Sorry. I was singing some Thomas Dolby.
I was singing some Thomas Dolby.
I thought you were singing White Lines.
White Lines?
Yeah.
White Lines. Hey! I am the Hulk! Son of a bitch. You can't ruin the pattern.
The pattern?
You have no beard. It's really kind of...
It's creepy, huh?
Just a little bit.
You kind of look ugly, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
Do I look younger or older? That's the question.
You look, I think, younger.
Younger.
Do I?
Yeah.
Without facial pubes, you
Dude,
look
I didn't
way
have facial
younger.
Hair for, like, ever. I only started growing it, like, 2 years ago.
It's time to regrow it, man.
I'm going to try and keep it shaved until November.
Oh, don't be that guy.
Why?
And then
don't
you're
be
that guy.
November
no,
guy.
No, you need to start early, because by the time November is done...
Yeah, do it yeah. very fast.
I want to keep it shaved until my birthday.
When's your birthday? Welcome November. To November 1st.
It's time to fucking podcast.
Yeah, let's do that.
As of right now, I'm a vegetarian, and this is Bat Cow.
That's really weird.
He wrote down notes. Yay!
I didn't take notes.
I didn't read anything.
I did take some Midol.
Midol?
Did you take Midol?
Cramps. No, I didn't.
You had cramps?
Guys take Midol? You're saying. It's like the miracle
no, it's,
hangover it, cure.
What? It's not made for hangovers.
What?
Well, it's not, but it fucking helps for sure.
What?
Okay.
Tylenol PM and then Midol in the morning.
I took a bottle of Tylenol PM.
In one sitting?
Yes.
That's probably not smart.
It was delicious.
Done a half a bottle of NyQuil before, that's about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I hear about NyQuil? It's going to help you get your Z's.
All right. Welcome to Geekly Closing
After that
Time.
Lame joke.
I'm Matt.
I'm Heather.
I'm Zach.
He has no beard, so he's not...
Beardless Zach.
He never had a beard. It was
it's his mirror universe Zach.
Yeah.
It was a billy goat.
You did have a beard for a while.
I had a full beard for a while. Yeah. And that's what I'll do, is I'll grow it all out.
I told you.
And then I'll just start shaving it down. Yeah. And then next summer at this time, it'll be gone again.
I told you to keep your flavor saver.
It's very sparse. It's not good.
It still saves the flavor.
Flavor. I don't want to save a lot of flavors. I don't like savoring flavor.
No, why not?
Because it's not. I don't know. I don't want. No.
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 No. No. No. No.
No. No. Today was really slow.
Yeah.
Which kind of actually sucked.
I know.
I hate slow days.
Mm-hmm. It was okay. Slow at my job too.
So, what did you read, Matt?
I read the best comic of the week was easily the Hawkeye Annual.
It was the Hawkeye Annual.
Fucking awesome. It totes was awesome.
Totes?
So awesome.
Totes. Kate Bishop in it says totes a couple times.
And
it just
and she talks to herself.
Yeah.
She has inner monologues. And it's
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's cool.
It has art by one of the fill-in guys. It wasn't Aha, it was Polito. It was awesome. And deals with Madam Mask and just was pretty fucking great.
And so I was saying that from now on, every other?
Yeah, the next issue of regular Hawkeye should focus on Clint, and then I'll go back and forth between there, because she's in L.A.
Clint and Kate.
Well, the last one didn't have to do with Clint hardly at all.
It was his brother.
Yeah. Which, I thought he was a bad guy.
Yeah.
Is he trying to redeem himself or something?
I don't know.
He's
trying to help out his bro.
He's just running around looking for punishment.
Yeah,
that too.
So, that's kind of cool.
Maybe he might have self-destructive tendencies.
Well, you know what they say.
Self-destruction may be the answer.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. I also read a second issue of Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
Rekha Lark was
still really good.
Fucking awesome. Mm-hmm.
It's going to have a good build-up and payoff, so I can see it. It's going to be awesome. Except for he was at, like, Cosmic Monkey in Portland, because he lived in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, damn it, I want to work at that shop. Then I could just have Greg Rekha fucking stop by every once in a while and do signings.
Why don't you write him?
Write Greg Rekha?
Yes, oh. Mr. Rekha.
I work in a comic book store in Spokane. We would love for you to come and visit our store, and we'll take you out for dinner and beers. You know,
and maybe sexual intercourse afterwards. Oh, maybe.
Insert me with your child.
No, but, you know, you met him once, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, just say, hey, we met at, what was it, Emerald City?
Emerald City Comic Con.
Yeah, say, hey, I met you at Emerald City. I work in a comic book shop in Spokane. If you could find it, time to come up for a weekend.
Find it in your heart to visit.
That's all you gotta do.
That is all I have to do. I was seeing a lot of the SDCC coverage stuff, and it made me want Emerald City to come around faster. So, like,
did they announce anything really cool, though? Other than the Avengers movie title?
The Batman Superman was the biggest movie announcement.
Yeah, they can put a little symbol up. Doesn't mean it's gonna fucking happen.
Yeah.
I don't see that movie happening.
I really don't. I thought it was a joke when I first
heard
it.
Yeah, in like the next 5 or 10 years. Maybe 10 years, but not in the next two or three.
We'll see.
They'll have Avengers 18 out before they put a JLA movie.
And speaking of Avengers, they did announce the name of the second Avengers movie.
Age of Ultron.
Yes, which made me not want to watch it.
Why?
But then they were all like, it doesn't have anything to do with the current series. And I'm all like, well, then why the fuck name it Age of Ultron?
I don't know.
It made me unhappy. It made me not want to watch it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, really.
I'm getting really excited for Guardians of the Galaxy, though. Did you see what...
I can't believe Chris Pratt is playing the main guy.
Did you see what Karen Gillian did?
No, what'd she do?
She shaved her whole entire head.
Cool.
Her red
Ironically,
Matt Smith did, too.
Ironically, she has a bush still.
Though. Yeah.
I always dreamed that she didn't.
They would have to match her.
Well, no, I mean, she did, but she didn't let it... Never mind.
No.
Let it flow.
But that was something huge that happened during San Diego Comic Con.
Who's she playing?
Who was she playing?
The
casting is actually not... other than Chris Pratt. And I saw a picture of him. Yeah, he can pull that off.
Rooker's in it.
Who's
Michael Rooker?
If he's playing Thanos...
He is... No, he's not playing Thanos. That would be pretty badass.
That would be awesome.
It would be really badass. Rooker is Thanos.
Nebula. She's playing Nebula.
But he didn't play it like Thanos. He played it like Rooker.
Yeah. Well, Rooker plays Rooker.
Uh-huh. That would be badass.
Why don't you get me the Infinity Gauntlet? Before
baby
I beat
brother.
Your fucking head in.
I'm baby brother.
Come on, baby brother. Give me the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, even better. There was, speaking of Rooker... There was a like a four-minute preview of season 4 of Walking Dead.
Looked pretty good.
And I jacked off a couple times. It was fucking awesome.
I didn't do that.
I mean, my nipples hard. Did do that. Got the pretty chills.
Good. Looked pretty good.
It looked pretty awesome.
It looked pretty
Daryl
awesome.
Looked fucking awesome. I like that.
It looks like they took in more than just old people, though. Because at the end of the last season, it's like, oh, great, they brought in all these old people.
Yeah, no, it does.
But there's actually, like, people...
And it's exciting because this is not comic stuff at all. We don't know what's going
to
happen.
There's no way of knowing what's going to happen.
So I'm super excited for it.
They've gone completely off the rails.
Yep.
And there were shots of Tyrese with his hammer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tyrese with the hammer. And I thought it was cool Michonne on the horse and blade. And
she'd be good.
Yeah, I'm looking
She'd
forward to it.
Only got to wait till October.
And Daryl with a bandana on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Yes, I am gay. Watch, it's on the background of my phone.
Why would you put Daryl?
Because Daryl's fucking awesome, man.
Alright.
Yes, yeah.
I loved it when he threw that toilet off the building on that guy.
Is that actually happened?
That was Boondocks.
That's Boondocks Saints. Oh, okay. He's one of the Boondocks Saints.
Well, I need that, but I haven't seen
Which is weird. It looks like he hasn't aged in like... Fucking Boondocks Saints came out like almost 20 years ago.
Drugs.
It is like 99, but...
What?
I don't know. I'm remembering my video history.
What was the last comic that you read, Matt?
I'm halfway through Mind Management at Home. Say it starts off the new storyline because 12 completed what they're doing. Or not completed, but it was a wrap-up. And then this is going to start a bunch of one-shot stories that will all link together at the end.
Mm. So, is it a limited series? Like, is he ending it?
Nope. Oh. No, it's ongoing.
Yeah, no one cares what I read last.
What did you read last,
Zachy?
Wait, what did I read last? I just recently read the latest Deadpool, which was pretty funny. It was the 70s episode with...
yeah, I saw the cover.
It's
cover
actually
made me
funny.
Want to read
it's
it.
It's pretty funny. And the art's good, because it's kind of like retro-looking. And then I was reading... God damn, I can't remember what I was reading. I was reading stuff from last week.
So you're complaining about not being asked what you read last. You can't remember what you actually read last.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. I know.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
We're friends.
That's
pretty much why. That's how this relationship works.
Yeah. I read something called Gamma, which.
Gamma. We said you're one of us.
I'll get back to that later. Somebody else talk about something.
What happened?
I need to go grab it.
Go grab your Gamma.
I don't remember the name of the artist.
Now I'm in the chair.
Stool of Destiny. Your ass is part of the Stool of Destiny.
I think I should do the entire podcast from this point forward in a voice.
Do it. Isn't your voice a voice?
Like a different voice.
Your voice is always changing into a different voice. No, not that one.
Okay. Sometimes
not that one.
That's mine.
Called Gamma.
You want to sit in the chair?
It's done by Ulysses.
S. Grant.
Franis.
Farinas? Oh, Dennis Farina died this week.
And oh, yeah, Dennis Farina did die. So we'll get back to that in just a second.
Good. Gamma. No, let's not Gamma.
Okay, Gamma first.
Gamma first. I'm sorry.
It was really good art. It had a really good storyline, and it was basically just about, like, a Pokemon-style monster battles and how it got too out of hand and the monsters started taking over the world and killing people.
Yeah, you're all about monsters taking over and killing people lately.
Oh, no, it's just... Okay, maybe. But it was really... The art was really fantastic and the storyline was pretty good.
Stroika! Eureka!
Yes.
Right.
Okay, now, Dennis Farina died.
I'm gonna silence that guy. Dennis Farina is a great character actor. Played cops or criminals, and that's pretty much
it. He was originally a cop.
Yeah, he was a Chicago, I think?
I think so.
Got hired by Michael Mann to work on the 1981 James Caan vehicle, Thief, which actually isn't a bad movie. It's Michael Mann's first movie. If you guys don't know who Michael Mann is, watch Miami Vice and various other movies that he's done. But anyways, he did Heat.
A lot of movies.
He did Heat.
Heat's a great movie.
And Dennis Farina was great, but he gave him a little role in it. He was a police, he was like the on-set police aficionado guy.
Right.
And then he just started acting, and he was fucking great. I love Dennis Farina.
He
will be missed.
He was great in Snatch. I think that Snatch is my favorite role.
Snatch is good. Shorty, he's awesome, right?
Okay, in Snatch... He was the American that was looking for the
Avi! Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck. That guy. Yeah, he was good. So.
How old was he? He wasn't that old.
He was like 70.
Yeah.
He had a heart attack, I think.
Wow.
This was
natural.
Natural. This was natural-ish.
I don't think heart attacks are natural.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
It's like usually from lifestyle.
Yeah.
Upon yourself.
I don't think my heart attack's going to be natural.
No, mine is definitely not going to be natural. All the beer and cigarettes.
Cigarettes and fat.
Stress.
Stress and yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just hope that I die in an accident. I just
wonder who the lucky lady's going to be that I collapse on.
Yeah.
it's like my favorite bit from 30 Rock is there's a, like, oh, fuck. Baldwin's having sex with this girl. He starts having a heart attack. And he goes, "This is the big one, Donaghy! Write it! Write it straight to hell!" Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Aww.
Alec Baldwin, crazy on planes, funny on TV. What can I say?
And not someone you want to get mad at or get mad at you.
I'd love to have Alec Baldwin yell at me. Are you kidding me?
Call you a fat pig.
Well,
that's what he called his daughter.
A dirty little piggy?
Yeah.
He called his daughter a fat pig?
Yeah,
why?
Because he's a
I don't think he called her fat. I think he just called her a dirty pig or something. She was being a little bitch. She's being a little bitch.
She's a Basinger.
She's a Basinger. Whatever happened to her?
Got old.
Don't we all?
Well, she did.
Don't we all?
As a woman in Hollywood, you can't do that. And look like the way she
did.
That's
true.
Ow. So, what else?
So, at what point, Zach, do we do the intervention on Heather for her specific remedy?
I say we let it go a little further.
Okay,
a little further. Heather went and saw a film we like to refer to as Pacific Rim.
She has never worn a hat before.
I have worn hats before. I wore that last year.
Never.
Heather is wearing a hat. And it's not the hat. It's a hat that's got Stryker Eureka on it, okay? Which is one of the robots, but it's not the main robot.
I always hear Stryker Eureka when anyone says that.
Stryker Eureka?
Yes. Stryker Eureka.
Stryker Eureka. I don't know where they get the names. Now, the movie was good. I went and saw it, and I liked it. I thought it was really good. But why Striker Eureka? Why not go with Gypsy Danger? Which because is kind of a cooler name.
Because Striker Eureka is the fastest one.
Yeah, but he gets his ass kicked.
Yeah, well, he doesn't get his ass kicked before the movie. They were,
that alien? The
father-son, like, duo thing was really cool. And the guy's name is okay. Hercules Hansen, for God's sake.
That's true. If that's not from fucking Speed Racer, that's a Speed Racer name. Oh, Hercules Hansen.
So,
I will give him this. They did have an awesome bulldog.
Yeah, the bulldog was cool, too.
And the bulldog's on the hat, it holding a missile or bomb in its mouth.
That's their logo.
That's kind of cool.
That seems dangerous.
That's kind of cool. Well, yeah, it's a
bulldog. Now, I have this kind of cool... I don't know. I've been taking Instagram pictures of my robots.
I'm obsessed with getting likes on Instagram.
And people are liking it, and it makes me happy and excited. So,
I put two pictures on Instagram with my new phone, and neither of them are any good.
You're on Instagram now?
Well, I got the new phone. I'm finally in the, like, living in the now, and so
I... Zach got, what, S4?
I got a Galaxy S4, because...
He came from a flip phone.
I had a fucking flip phone. Created by a company. I don't even know the hell the name of the company. But, but I've got Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Vine and various games.
Horrible Vine videos.
I haven't made any Vine. I haven't even been on it yet. I did download Sudoku for free, and that's awesome.
A lot of porn girls do
attack
Vine
unicorn.
Stuff.
You know what the greatest thing I've downloaded is?
A lot of porn girls do Vine stuff.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of short porn.
The only reason I know about Vine is from 10-Minute Podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And those guys are good.
Those guys are really funny.
But Rainbow Unicorn Assault 2.
Yes.
That game is awesome. Have you played
anymore? That's the one that Christina was just talking about.
It's an Adult Swim game.
I've gotten to level 2. Awesome. That's about it.
Is it a phone game?
Yeah.
The music's the best part of it.
Just a side scroller, about.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's a free game, man. Anyways, so,
I think we should just stand here and listen to the music.
I'm gonna turn this down.
No, turn it back up.
New thing.
Crank it up, man.
How do I
turn it fucking up?
Oh my god.
You gotta go the up way.
Hey, flip it open! Flip it open,
I'm gonna flip my phone open!
Mine does look good.
Ooh! Alright, play. Isn't that awesome?
Have you noticed how you can customize your unicorn?
Oh no, I fell!
You can do that.
You can customize your unicorn.
You can customize your unicorn. I have flames and a pink horn now.
How the hell did you do that?
Do you get to put tattoos on tip?
No, that would be cool though.
That would be not cool.
That would be cool.
That would not be cool, because this is...
Wings on it.
Oh, I crashed!
You put wings on it, then it's not a unicorn anymore.
No, it's a Pegasus.
No, it's not a Pegasus.
It's a hippogriff.
No.
No, that's what it is. It's a hippogriff. Trust me.
I'm gonna look this up because it's a little
like,
pony.
Actual bands made these songs. Like the Pet Shop Boys did one of them, I think.
Pet Shop Boys still do stuff?
Yeah, they just had an album come out, actually.
Really?
Yeah. This is gonna be the most boring podcast. Yeah, I just fell and died!
That was funny.
So you get 3 lives and you gotta try and get through with it.
What else are you playing, Zach, besides this?
I downloaded, like, all the basic, cut the string and all that shit.
At home, what are you playing?
I've been playing Marvel Heroes Up the Ying Yang. I'm liking that game. Punisher's up to 42, Captain America's doing good, Daredevil, and Marvel's beat the game with Scarlet Witch.
Well, can't you just instantly beat the game if it's Scarlet Witch?
Alicorn.
No, if it's Scarlet Witch.
Well, no, that's her, like,
rewrite reality and win the game instantly.
When you get to level 30, you get your ultimate power. Uh-huh. Scarlet Witch's is called Unmake Reality, and after you trigger it, it like kills everybody in the room, and then you just kneel down and start crying. It's fucking great.
Create your own children in your mind.
I haven't got that far yet, but no, I don't want that.
You
I want
to delete everything.
No, I just want to do that again.
Just hit the middle button.
Hit the middle button. God.
I don't know how to use my phone.
He's trying to close it.
I keep trying to close it. I'm going to fold that fucker one day and then I'm going to be pissed.
God damn it! Oh! Motherfucker!
Should have got the insurance.
So me and Matt made a list of previews that were coming out.
New previews came out, so good stuff was in it. Image Comics has the Brubaker and Epting title. They're the guys that created Winter Soldier.
It's called
Velvet. So check that out. And there's also Pretty Deadly, which is kind of a Western-looking movie, a comic.
Emma Royce is doing the art.
No, I haven't read the Paul Pope thing yet.
Oh, the Haggerty.
I'm reading ahead. Sorry, I'm an asshole.
Battling Boy is in there.
That's my next comic on my stack.
Yeah, I haven't read the one prequel shot that we talked about last week either yet.
It's $15.99 for soft cover or $25.99 for hard.
Wait,
cover.
It's not a single issue thing.
No, it's a series of graphic novels.
That son of a bitch. Well, he releases a prelude single issue to get you interested in it, and then he Fuck Paul Pope. I like the guy's art. But fuck that. That's bullshit.
He'd probably be intolerable to be around.
Yeah. Oh, God. That guy's got to be the most pretentious person on the planet. I mean, I like him. He's good. He's got his stories. I love the One Trick Ripoff. That's one of my favorite books.
We were talking about Weeby. Am I saying that right? Weeby?
I think so.
Yubi.
Yeah.
Who does Peter Pan's Frost, Debris,
he ran into Paul
upcoming
Pope.
Rat Queens.
He ran into Paul Pope Pan's at the airport, and somebody asked him how he smelt. And he answered back, boozy.
Yeah, Paul Pope would smell like cigarettes, booze, and dirt.
Oh my God, that sounds awesome.
Maybe ink.
Probably. I bet he's covered in ink at all times.
This week I finished my book I was reading.
Which book?
The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay. Huh. It's like a 650-page book. Yeah. But it's really good. So if you're interested in like the beginning of comic books, it takes place in like the... It takes place during World War II.
That's a Michael Chabon movie.
Yeah. It won a Pulitzer. Movie. So, I mean, somebody thought it was good. But, it's worth checking out.
So, Chabon seems like a really big one-trick pony. This isn't it all about, like, early... Every book of his is early superhero.
I read another book of his called, what was it? The Yiddish Policeman's Ball. And what it was is it's a detective...
Terrible.
It does. But it was a detective story... It takes place in Sitka, Alaska, which is a small little town. But in this book, they changed history and actually started a Jewish refuge in Alaska before World War II. So
I'm confused already.
I know, but it takes place now. It's good. It's really good. What are you doing?
Getting my stuff so I don't forget it.
Well, are we done?
No, I'm just grabbing my stuff so I don't forget it.
You're reading Fight Club?
Again, yes, and underlining lines.
I need to read it again.
Oh, hey. What was the exciting news about Fight Club?
Oh my God. Fuck that. He announced at San Diego Comic-Con, Polnick, that he's going to do a sequel to Fight Club.
What?
Yes, in graphic novel form.
What?
Yeah, it gets even worse.
Oh shit!
Tyler is hiding in the back of Jack's mind. And Jack and Marla's marriage in the suburbs has gone terrible. And when their son is kidnapped by Tyler, he's brought back into the mayhem. Yeah, that's how fucking
That sounds
horrible.
About right.
Yes, because Ollie writes his shit.
I just remember Tuesday
like
night, Demolition Man was playing at 7 at Garland. Right?
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
That would have been a great one to see. We put him in a Hurt Locker.
But Palahniuk should stop writing.
Yeah, what the hell? When's his sequel to fucking Rant coming out?
We don't want that.
I like the sequel to Rant.
Really?
I
like the first half of Rant.
Yeah.
And then until they start time traveling.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this?
I'm trying to think of the last good book. I couldn't finish Tell All.
I didn't. The last one I read was the porno one in the snow.
And that was good.
I thought that was terrible.
You didn't like that?
No, I hated
it. I liked it. Pick Me was okay.
I didn't read that. I didn't read the one where it was own language.
I've never read any of his books.
You should start with Invisible Monsters.
That's great.
That's good. No, actually, no. Fuck that. Start with Survivor. Survivor is probably... Or Choke.
Nah, I still think this is the best.
Well, Fight Club's best. Yeah, Fight Club's good.
Fight Club is the best.
I like the movie ending better than I like
the
ending of the book.
Oh, yeah, the movie's better than the book.
Yeah. The movie ending's a lot better.
Yeah, the movie in general is just better than
I think
the book.
So, too.
But,
the book's good, though.
So now you want to murder Chuck Palahniuk.
I've wanted to for a while, yeah.
Yeah, he's really dwindled lately. Yeah. His first five books are great, and after that, just kind of nosedives.
He's... Like I said, he's a copy of a copy of a copy of himself now.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's like Stephen King.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Stephen King's son's better than him now.
I need to get Nosferatu.
But anyways, Demolition Man was at the Garland?
Yeah, it was the midnight movie, which they're doing like an 80 or a 90s awesome. Thing, where the midnight movie on Saturday, they play at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays.
That'd be awesome to watch.
I know, I want to see it. Oh, God, I love that movie. It's so great. Dennis Leary... You got Dan Cortez from MTV Sports singing about Taco Bell. Oh, so good. Rob Schneider. Stallone doesn't know how to use the seashells.
There's not one good person that you've said is good. Oh, good! Dan Cortez!
You've got the fat guy who was in Beetlejuice. I don't think he's been anything else.
Nope.
Demolition Man and Beetlejuice, that's
it. I know I've seen him in something else. It's gotta be in something else.
You get to hear that voice. John Spartan, you are Charles 14th of Illinois. Oh, Demolition Man. I love Demolition Man for one reason.
I do too.
I left when I was a senior in high school, or maybe a junior, but my brother and I were going through Catholicism class together. Like, to be confirmation class.
Okay.
To be confirmed Catholic so that we would go to heaven.
You're an atheist, aren't you?
I am an atheist.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was living at home with my parents
right.
in high school, and I had to go.
Right.
But I drove. So I drove myself and my brother, and we're driving up to the church. I'm like, do you even want to go tonight? This is stupid. He said, no. I said, well, Demolition Man starts at Newport Cinemas in about a half hour.
Oh, even in town, Newport Cinemas.
We were lived up in Mead, so yeah. So we drove to the Newport Cinema, went and saw fucking Demolition Man, drove home, went to Taco Bell afterwards because there was a tie-in.
Right, yep.
Drove home. My parents didn't know any difference. And since my parents are so hip to the whole podcast thing, they're not going to know about this.
Yeah.
It's gonna go with me to my grave. Maybe when my dad dies, I'll whisper in his ear, I didn't go to that class.
You'll tell your mom when your dad dies.
Mom, I have something that's been weighing on my heart. So, yeah. Anything else going on?
A bunch of other cool things. Shaolin Cowboy comes out again.
Yeah.
I totally took us off the rails.
Yeah, you did. That's
you
okay.
always do.
That's kind of what I do.
That's what Zach does.
Zach
effect.
I'm the juggernaut.
Coffin Hill and Hunter Kind by Vertigo come out.
Yeah, that's two new Vertigo titles.
I hope they're good.
Who's doing Coffin Hill?
Names Vertigo? I didn't recognize.
Yeah, I didn't write those down.
I really hate the fact that Vertigo is kind of just...
Dying.
It's like slowly
especially
dying.
That Fable.
You'll love this.
What?
In the new issue of the DC Universe Constantine, he steals Shazam's powers and becomes Shazam.
What?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yep.
That's so horrible.
It's so horrible.
Okay, remember how bad people thought
Very
the
bad.
Keanu Reeves movie was?
It's like
a lot better than what's going on right now. I like the Keanu Reeves movie.
Me too.
I thought he was okay. If they could have got Sting to play Constantine, it would have been better.
Yeah, no, if they would have got Dennis Leary to play Constantine.
Leary
would have been the best.
Constantine's not as mouthy as Dennis Leary, though.
No, not still.
Dennis Leary only plays cops, you know that.
No, he plays firefighters.
Captain Stacy, firefighter. Yeah, that's true. Cops and firefighters.
Look, there it is.
That is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Is that part of the Trinity Ascend,
yes,
too?
Yes, it's the Trinity War stuff. Yeah.
What the hell is a Trinity War?
What's going to
be the bigger battle? The Trinity War or the Infinity War? Isn't that what Marvel's calling
it? It's called
it?
Infinity,
dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So Thanos went and got himself a brand new car.
What?
The Infinity.
Let's see.
Isn't that a car company?
Before we're too off, to finish up my list, I read Young Avengers. That was really good. Batman Superman was actually really good. And I love the art in it.
Batman and Superman.
That one,
so
out of
good.
All those titles that come out that are we've gotten a lot of copies of, that's the only one that actually sold a ton of.
Yeah, probably because I'm like, just buy it. It's fucking pretty. Just buy it to
Which
look at
that?
It.
Batman Superman.
It's so fucking pretty.
And Jay Lee's good.
Mm-hmm.
I watched. Have either of you guys seen You probably haven't because you don't like it, but whatever. Beware of the Bat.
No, I wanted to because it had.
The Bat?
It's an animated series.
It's
on
a new animated Batman series, but it has one of the villains is Professor Pig.
Yeah, and it's actually really fucking horrible.
Really fucking horrible.
It's really, really, really bad.
Yeah?
I couldn't even sit through
it. Too bad.
It's
Is it
so,
a Batman show?
Yeah, it's okay. The animation I could sit through, you know, if everybody was all cool but no, Batman.
You seem to think I don't like animation. I like animation.
It's not like animation. It's like a fucking cartoon.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, people think American animation is cartoons.
Is it a cartoon
and
animation?
Japanese animation is. Anime.
Daffy Duck is animation.
Okay. Well, Beware the Bat kind of sucks, and it made me very disappointed. Yeah.
Speaking of Daffy Duck, the other week.
Oh, except for there was this awesome Wonder Woman Cartoon Network, D DC Nation short that you should Google and watch because it's awesome.
It was actually good.
It kind of looks like Jim LaFood stuff. Just a little bit, maybe. Maybe just the motion of it.
I was thinking of that live action thing you showed me. The animated thing. Awesome.
Yeah. Last week at work, I sent out a YouTube link to the Daffy Duck, Donald Duck piano playing scene from Roger Rabbit and said, this is what's going on in my head most of the time. People were like, what?
Yes, he makes fun of me because I sent him Adventure Time clips.
What?
That Adventure Time clip?
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Bottom?
You said that to me because that's how I dance.
There's the Baby Bottom clip where Marceline goes into...
I don't know Adventure Time. Is it Adventure Some?
It is Adventure Some.
Does it take place during a temporal period?
Yes.
Yes, so it's an Adventure Time.
Oh, okay.
My eyelid's twitching again.
Why is your eyelid twitching?
Because he needs to punch somebody.
Yeah. Do you need me to smack you against the skull?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to beat you. I will not beat you about the breasts.
That was all I had for comic book stuff, so you guys can go on the rail.
What other comic book stuff?
Off the rail.
Hey, Heather, did someone let you borrow a couple Grendel comics?
Oh, I have been reading Grendel. And I started with...
You're reading Four Devils, One Hell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the James Robinson art from Grendel Tales. It's good.
Which is really very 80s style art.
Well, it's painted, though.
Super 80s style art.
It is.
Didn't
start her with the, omnibus stuff?
Well, so... I gave her the Christine Spar trade, because that's the only one I had. I've got Devil by the Deed somewhere.
She continued to read after that.
I told her read Four Devils, One Hell, because it's a great story. And then get the first omnibus and read that.
Yeah, I think I'll...
Except the first omnibus has Devil by the Deed, and then it's got the black, white, and red, and the red, white, and black.
I didn't like how they did that.
Yeah, so you really want to read... You want to start with Christine... You got to read Devil by the Deed, and then you got to read the Christine Spar.
Yeah, you got to actually read it in order, because the black, white, and red stuff came... It was about Hunter Rose, which was the first...
But it came out in the late 90s. It's good, but it's various artists doing it. All red. Mm. We need to get another artist in here so I can get another version of Grendel.
Oh, yeah.
I've got three.
Oh. You should have told me, because I could have got Joshua Coffey to do one for you.
Ooh, I need Grendels. Hey, anybody out there, if you can draw Grendel,
and like Zach,
I'll draw you a Grendel. Yep, I'm doing it.
That's what's going to happen.
Every year when I decide to actually get pumpkins for Halloween, I make Grendel pumpkins.
I made a penis pumpkin.
And they're awesome looking.
I took the penis and put it upside down so the balls were eyes, and it came down and made a mouth, so it was a penis, but it also still looked like a face.
What is wrong with you? Why would you do that?
Wait, tell them what you did to the kid next door.
Oh, so me and Helen are going out on a walk. I may have had a few beers.
No!
My kids and the neighborhood boys are out front. And they're putting on...
They're putting on temporary tattoos.
The one in junior high is like, put one right here on the...
Jesus Christ. What'd you put on this back?
I just told him to put
No, you don't have to smoke it!
Oh my God, shut up!
Alright, yeah.
I told him to put a tattoo on his lower back. And he goes, is this a trap? I was like, nope. Just do it.
Do it.
The next day,
do it. Put the tattoo on the back.
Jesus, Zach.
Sorry, go ahead.
You missed the punchline.
I didn't hear what you said.
You ruined the punchline.
No, I didn't.
So the next day, So the next day, he goes, thanks a lot for that. I go, oh, did your parents tell you what that was? He goes, yes. Yes, they did. I gave him a tramp stamp. Yeah.
So, alright, cool.
We're gonna go smoke a cigarette.
Hey, kids, have a good night.
My best friend, you are. My best friend, you are. My best friend, you are. Superhero, pretty as a cat. You have integrity that I cannot conceive. You are opinionated, you are my belief.